Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll continue with your calls when James Rappaport, investigative journalist, joins us. I'll run through a bunch of headlines I haven't gotten to yet. Greg Palast, author of Vulture's Picnic, is our guest, gregpalast.com. Let's jam in a few more phone calls. Brian in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones and Greg Palast.
Hey.
I was wondering, what do you think about the Agenda 21 plan, the UN takeover of the United States?
Okay, I'll get Greg's take on that. Yeah, these multinational corporations, again, through left cover, getting global zoning passed so they can basically take property, eminent domain, stuff like that, Greg.
Well, I don't know how much it has to do with the UN, but I can tell you the WTO documents that I have, which they're confidential documents. And by the way, I presented them to the Director General of the WTO, Pascal Lamy. One thing, the perk of working with BBC, I can actually get to these critters, to these top guys. And yeah, they've got a great program for imposing an international set of laws that overwhelm any laws for protection of health, safety, and property in any passed by any parliament or Congress, so that these new WTO and financial services agreement, it's at the new elements of the GATS treaty, general agreement on trade and services, these now are trumping parliamentary and congressional votes. In other words, it's a replacement for democracy. That's what I'm very, very concerned about. But the main mechanism seems to be through the WTO and, of course, and the IMF and World Bank, which coordinates with it.
Does that answer your question? I guess it does. The caller's gone. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Quick question from Steve. Steve, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hey, Alex, I thought about when you're talking about Angelina Jolie and her being an envoy for the UN, the Coney 2012, and then what we see Obama doing with the NDAA and, you know, last week with Senate Armed Services Committee and basically them declaring war on the American people, in essence. And I was thinking there's an event that occurred early on in Obama's presidency that I think ties this whole thing all together and really sent a message that a lot of people overlooked, and I think it's mainly because it really wasn't covered in the, you know, the so-called media. You were pretty much the only one covering this, and I think you need to highlight this and bring it out again.
Well, tell us.
And that's about when he simultaneously was president and chaired the UN Security Council.
Yeah, violates Article 1, Section 9. Great points. Greg, in closing, I'm sure you've seen this. Obama told Congress last year and now this year, last week, they have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the SecDef. Tell them, no, Congress isn't over war now. The UN and NATO give us our orders. Very bizarre. It's one thing if a president power grabs, but what do you make of that?
Well, you know, to me, it's all about, I just follow the money. You know, who's making money from all this stuff? You have a tremendous growing and still growing arms industry. And by the way, within, like, for example, the emergency war bills, we had $8 billion, which would go to $56 billion in nuclear plant guarantees in the war bills. So under the cover of fighting terror, of war, of like you say, international, you know, endless international war, war without end.
And the big mega banks are global. They want war, so they're going to tell Congress fly kite.
And no matter, you know, in other words, someone's making money off this increasing global militarization of our foreign policy and our financial system. It's a very troubling thing. You know, I'm, you know, how it's, the mechanism is being done, that's my investigative work, is to go into the details. So the grander, you know, I'll give you the dots, and Alex, you connect them.
All right, gregpalast.com. Thank you for joining us, Greg.
Great, Alex, as always.
All right, we're going to come back with James Rappaport via video, Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and audio for all the great radio listeners. And I will blitz through a bunch of news as well. It is really stacking up. We're not in Kansas anymore.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Aaron Dykes' girlfriend, named Eva, is really nice, and she's from Germany. And she was coming over here to visit him. She was over here a few months ago. And Aaron Dykes, our reporter, thank you. We're now into the third hour here. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I might need to add that. But she was flying into the United States, and they called her in, and they said, you know Alex Jones, and you know Ron Paul, and you hate America. And she said a lady with a Polish accent screamed at her off and on for hours, kind of like when I flew up to Canada one time to cover Bilderberg, and said, you're being sent back, and we're revoking the visa waiver program. You know, because everybody from the EU can just fly over here, Germany, France, you name it. And just screamed at her and flew her back to Germany. But said, you know Alex Jones, you're here for Ron Paul to protest the G20. They were supposed to fly her to Houston, but they rerouted the plane to Illinois, to Chicago. And, of course, they've canceled that G20 meeting and moved it to Camp David there outside D.C. But that shows you the whole spy grid. But the borders are wide open, and illegal aliens can do whatever they want. I mean, they have big Mexican consulates in Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, where you just go in, anybody can go in and get a fake ID that is accepted by the police, insurance companies, banks. People are like, but it's the Mexican consulate. Yeah, but it's a fake ID. They'll give it to anybody. What was it, 6, 7 years ago, I had the Speaker of the Colorado Senate on at the time. He went in one day and got four at one Mexican consulate at one day. An Anglo guy, can't even speak Spanish, went in four times in a circle and went in and got four different ones that you can set up a bank account, anything with. But you want to fly here from South Africa or Germany or Australia, you are treated like abject trash. You know, I've seen the videos on YouTube of people having these problems, and I've talked to folks that I personally know this has happened to, where, well, one guy's got a French wife. He's had two children with her. And she still has to go back to France a few times a year, and the government's always threatening to kick her out of the country. I mean, this country is such a joke, folks. Everything is about targeting the law-abiding. Everything is about running us into the ground. While the criminal government does whatever it wants. I mean, I've had police on this show. They've been in the news where illegal aliens are arrested for DWI. The judges just let them go. And again, I'm not disliking Latin American illegals. The point is, why are they above the law? Because it's part of the merger of North America. In the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got a long time ago, it's all there. All right, I have got an insane amount of news and loaded phones here. And there's so much crazy news coming out. I mean, they're now admitting that Google is run by DARPA and the Department of Defense. That's in CNET News, which is CBS. Google hires DARPA Director Regina Duggan. I mean, it was publicly set up by DARPA. So you think you're getting info? They're getting info on you. And they get you to opt in. That's their trick. When Silicon Valley... a few months ago, killed the SOPA bill. It's because they weren't going to let the ham-fisted recording industry come in and do it. They said, no, 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 that's not how we do it. We just disappear people off the web. We're going to have web IDs, web taxes, all of that. So big news. Department of Justice wants court to keep Google NSA partnership secret. Court hearing scheduled for next week. An ongoing effort by privacy group to expose details of working relationships. Steve Watson. Another article that I've got here in my stack that I'll try to get to tomorrow, because we've got our guest holding and I want to hear from him, James Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, great mind when it comes to this information. John Rappaport, excuse me, what did I call him? James Rappaport, James, John, call him Jack Rappaport. Well, call me Easter Bunny. Anyway, side issue, John Rappaport. Problem is, I got so much in my mind, so much I want to cover here that I end up just stumbling over it all. Last year, pro-life groups came out and said that a flavoring division of PepsiCo was using aborted fetal tissue for the flavoring in Pepsi products. And I went and researched it, and there was evidence it was true. Now Pepsi has gone in federal court, and I have the article here in my stack. And I went and read the ruling last night. This came out like a week ago. I just learned of it last night. Because people on the message board at InfoWars on the stories will say, hey, check this out. And I sat there and read the ruling, and they said, yeah, we are using fetal tissue, but we don't want our shareholders to have access to what we're putting in the drinks. And because they got, you know, pro-life, but also just sane people on their board. Not on their board, but as stockholders. And so the Obama administration ruled in an amicus brief to the federal court that this is just business practices. Standard business and flavorings are a secret. Now, Coke is cocaine. It's decoconated cocaine. People are like, really? Yeah, that's why it's called Coke. Go look it up. It's a fact. And PepsiCo goes along those lines and uses the denatured cocaine flavor. But I thought I would start here today where I begun last week when John Rappaport was on the nightly news show, bringing this up because he'd been writing about something that's now been picked up by the mainstream, that all these bioethicist journals that are the prestigious groups that sit over the hospital boards are saying, yeah, we're going to kill even healthy babies. Forget the debate about killing babies that have problems. Pretty soon, oh, you're blind. Oh, you have hearing problems. You're dead. Oh, your genetics show you're aggressive. We say that's a handicap. You're dead. They say kill babies up to three that are healthy. And there's a new article out. Bioethicist professor drugged the population to accepting green world order with chemicals in the food and water. That's already going on. See, we're in this nightmare scenario. So I wanted to raise that with him, that even when I can't believe something's real, that they're using baby fetuses for flavoring. I knew they were using them for women's cosmetics. I knew that it was in a lot of the vaccines. But, I mean, it's in the Pepsi. John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. I mean, the dehumanization is just incredible, John.
Hey, Alex. It goes across the board. I mean, you can start with genetically modified food. You can start anywhere in the food chain. But this piece in the Journal of Medical Ethics was basically a recommendation that said anything that can be aborted before birth can be killed after birth for the same reasons or no reasons without it being a crime or even something you have to blink at, because this is not a real person yet. This was the hypothesis offered by a couple of insane ethicists, mind you, because you see, a person is only a person when they can envision goals and they want to go after them and achieve them. But up until that age, whenever that occurs, they're really not a person. So the parents, the state, anybody could just decide to kill them and it would be okay. It wouldn't be a crime. And so this was reported with a straight face. I mean, I read some of the comment sections, people saying, no, this couldn't be real. I mean, this is some kind of a joke. It's not even April 1st yet. But no, this is the academic world, you know, cooperating with intelligence agencies, governments, and so forth, with the program of trying to convince people, okay, we can do anything we want to you, and we don't have to call it a crime. It doesn't matter. You're under our umbrella, and we control the situation. And people don't respond to this. They just read it, and they pass on to something else. But this is happening. This is like saying, you know, we've got a guy over in Princeton University, Lee Silver, who said for a long time now, well, what we really need to do is, you know, and this is going to happen, we're going to genetically engineer the human race. And people who can afford to buy the good genes, you know, they'll buy them in the free market. And those that can't will be completely separate and living separate from the enhanced part of the population. Well, this is mainstream academia. We're not talking about people hiding in bunkers somewhere, you know, cooking up bizarre scenarios.
This is not Island of Dr. Maru. This is what they really are doing. And I think you hit the nail completely on the head when you pointed out this was reported like they were talking about, the, you know, the price of squash or something at the local grocery store. And people were in the London Telegraph article, the InfoWars article, and others saying this can't be real. This is a joke, because the globalists are moving the Overton window. They're getting everybody ready now where they go, yeah, there's world government. Yeah, we're putting stuff in your water. Yeah, we're going to kill babies. Bill Gates is like, yeah, we're going to kill grandma. I mean, it's just it's like, why do you think they're coming out in the open right now?
Because they think that people are so depleted, brainwashed, weak, hypnotized, that there won't be any reaction to it. I mean, this is all an intelligence agency type operation, propaganda operation that's been going on in the press for decades now. You tell one story wilder than another. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, man born with six heads, three donkeys seen falling out of the sky in Russia. And after a while, people become so inured to all of this, they just don't respond. And so then you come out with a story saying, well, two ethicists recommend killing babies, and it's not a crime. And everybody nods their heads because they've been conditioned to accept this incredibly bizarre world of information that we live in. And so the powers that be have now assumed, okay, population is sunk. They have no power left. They don't know what they're doing. They're in a trance. We can come out in the open and say whatever we want.
Exactly. I don't know if you heard my first hour, but I was driving to work today with people with with their smartphones up to their faces, wrecking and crashing and smashing. It was like a zombie movie. We'll be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport is our guest. John, we know what this program is, and I've studied the globalists. I know you have in your decades as an investigative journalist. They've got a weird system of rules where they have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And so what I see them doing is dehumanizing us, but giving us the choice, making us where we don't care about each other and we'll watch a woman bleed to death, hit by a car, or, you know, whatever the case is. We know that's at epic proportions right now, people being totally self-centered. And then as the globalists come in and start accelerating their soft kill, we can't stand up for each other because we've had our very survival instinct taken from us. And people now revel in being ignorant. It's seen as a badge of honor to be an idiot, to be soft, to be metrosexual. What is the global controller's end game? From your decades of research, working in ABC, CBS newsrooms, you know, investigative journalists for big magazines, for folks that I'm introducing you to, may not know who you are. Bottom line, everything seems to be accelerating right now. What is the end game sum?
The end game sum to me is the planet as a universal hospital. And everybody's a patient under lifelong care, dependent on the controllers. People strutting around wearing the badges that signify proudly what their diseases and disorders are. Their ignorance is just as if, you know, you were talking about a minute ago there. Breeding a whole new kind of world citizen, you see. I'm dependent, yes, of course, and I'm proud to be dependent on the forces above. And I've got the diseases and the disorders and the disabilities and the ignorance to prove it, that I am completely dependent. And this is how I proudly state myself. And, of course, then you install the control mechanisms and the bureaucracies and the regional governments and the global de facto management system to bring it all into being. This is one reason why I've focused so heavily on the medical cartel over the last 15 years, because this is, in the long run, the real thrust of this whole thing, is to debilitate people so thoroughly with chemicals and drugs and vaccines and so forth. My friend Robert Scott Bell and I just did a 10-hour audio seminar out of, you know, defense called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, because we want to get this information out to people who are not yet quite brainwashed, that, you know, this is where everything is being funneled into this idea of dependence, disease, disorder. You don't know what you're doing. You're a victim. You can't stand up for yourself.
This is pure crystallized veritas. I tried to say everything you just said in an hour, in the first hour that you just said in 2 minutes. Pure truth. From my gut, my intellectual understanding, my deep research, the globalists, as you know, admit they're going to GMO everything and screw up the environment so they control it. They're playing God. They want to make everybody sick and then give you treatments that make you a slave to them, screw up the DNA so bad you've got to go to them to have a kid. Then they decide what's aggressive genes. They admit they're going to fix it. They're admitting all this. It is so diabolical.
Yeah, it's completely over the top. They're just coming right out in the open, and they're saying this, you see, that you don't have any choice here. It's not about freedom anymore. I mean, where do you even see in the mainstream press anymore the phrase individual freedom, or God forbid, individual power? I mean, that's completely X'd out of the equation. Those words are verboten. It's all now about the group. It's about the collective, about what you owe to the community, your membership in the, society of being screwed, basically, of being a victim. Whether you want to be or not, whether you're a real victim or a phony victim, we accept you. But in order to gain admission, in order to buy that ticket, in order to get in the door, in order to be a member of, you know, the globalist controlled world, you have to admit that you're powerless. That's what you've got to do. And that you're diseased, and that you're disabled, and that you're ignorant, and that you don't know what logic is, and you can't think. Then we open the door wide to you and we say, aha, you belong now and you get all the benefits. And of course, it's cradle to grave, Alex. I mean, the medical cartel, when they vaccinate a baby, you know, in the first few hours of birth, bang. What they're hoping for is much more than a vaccine. It's, we've got you in the system now. You are a cradle-to-grave patient.
We've begun to literally, like vampires, debilitate you. And from the diseases we're giving you now, we're going to suck you dry through your whole life. And they also feed on the misery. They love it. Globalists, from studying them, hate beauty and strength and individualism. They are the pit of hell. John Rappaport, our guest. We'll be right back. Amazing information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've literally got hundreds of insane articles here in front of me. I covered some of them in the first and second hour, but more and more I realize that our fight is about getting people to think for themselves. Now, a lot of people are waking up, but then they just don't trust anything. They don't have any information, so then they turn everything into a conspiracy. Instead of real global government out in the open coming down on us. And I agree with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com that it is the medical tyranny that it's at the heart of the eugenics, the heart of the takeover. Your local doctor is just brainwashed and compartmentalized. And he was getting into vaccines. Look at what they put in the water. They call it fluoride. Then they say fluoride's good. Well, it's hundreds of chemicals under the name fluoride. Then you find out it is a program to reduce fertility and cause DNA damage. And then now they're admitting it. See, what's crazy is they've gone from denying all this, and I think we were really hurting them back when they would say there's no Bilderberg group just 6 years ago. Now they say it exists, but we're crazy to not like it. But now they come out and say, yeah, we are drugging your water. What are you going to do about it? So I think it's an attempt to psychologically, like John was saying, just condition everybody where everything's so wild, people kind of get overwhelmed and tune out. But I don't really see that working. It's working with a large mass of people, but unfortunately, they've never counted people that want to be sheep, that want to be run over. It's always been a very small group on the side of evil and a very small group on the side of liberty who want to see true human empowerment that fight over things. And I'm telling you, I think we've got greater numbers than people even had back in 1775, John. But I want to get your expert take on that. But at the same time, they have this scorched earth policy, though, of madness. I mean, sure, there's a method to the madness, but still, aren't the global social controllers themselves insane?
I don't think you could frame any better definition of insanity than that. I mean, that is the epitome of insanity. But I agree with you. There are so many people who are waking up and who understand what the stakes are in this game and that how important individual freedom is. But to me, this is a crucial thing here. You have to say, look, it's about freedom. It is about freedom. For example, do you have the right to refuse a vaccine or a drug? Do you have the right to take a nutritional supplement and take care, manage your own health, your own body, and so forth? Do you have that freedom? Is that a right? Because as soon as people begin to think about that, they begin to wake up. They say, well, don't I? I mean, I would assume I have that right.
And wow, the government's trying to bully me now and lying and saying it's the law when it's not. Okay, well, here's an example. With this whole thing with choice. This is a control freak revolution against our common law and basic facts. Take the TSA, John. As you know, they're there to say guilty until proven innocent, and only the government is exempt. I mean, isn't that a all-out revolution against freedom?
Yeah, of course. It's the idea, well, everybody is now a potential terrorist. You have a baby in a carriage, you have a three-year-old, your grandmother who's 95 and she can't walk. Everybody is now a potential terrorist, despite the fact that there are much better methods of doing security at airport than all of this insanity.
And despite the fact most of the terrorism staged.
Yeah, yeah, we can't forget that little item. See, but I predicted that these newspapers, the media, basically, who are the organs of, you know, global forces, globalist forces, were going to go under, you know, 10, 15 years ago. As soon as I got on the internet, I said, well, that's it for them. I mean, because they are just simply propaganda outlets. They don't know how to save themselves. They're just going to keep parroting the line, and people are going to start waking up on the internet, and these media organs are going down the tubes, which is exactly what's been happening. I mean, the New York Times is refinancing the financing of their debt just to stay afloat. And, you know, I've talked with several mainstream reporters and editors, and I said to them, listen, I said, let's just take a ridiculous scenario, which is you make me managing editor of your newspaper, and in 6 months I'll save your newspaper. Your sales will go so far through the roof you won't even believe it. And they said, well, what are you talking about? I said, because I've got a list of maybe 30 or 40 stories right here at my fingertips that if you not only put in your headlines every day but pound it on day after day after day after day, your sales would be off the charts. And they said, well, for example, what? And I said, okay, every year in the United States, medical system kills 225,000 people every year. So by decade, that's 2.25 million people through what happens in hospitals and 106,000 a year deaths caused by FDA-approved medicines. And I've got the study that illustrates that and proves it. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, who at the time was working for the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. It's all there. Now, let's take that story and let's run with it like you ran with Watergate. Every day, pounding on it, doctors coming out of the woodwork, finally confessing they knew about this, the FDA admitting they knew about this and did nothing about it, the government never trying to remedy this situation, 2.25 million people killed every year in the United States through the medical system, that's medical genocide. Let's take that one story. I could save your newspaper with that one story. We would be running articles day, night, afternoon. You would be selling three editions on the street every day. And they just ran away into the woodwork, screaming into the night, because they realized they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it because they're sold. They're bought and sold. They're the complete ownership of the medical cartel in that case.
So where do you see all this in the future going? I keep saying, what's the end game? We know their end game, a giant system where they give us one poison and then make us shell out for the cure or the treatment. to that poison, never, you know, telling us they're the one engaged in the poisoning, even though they've been caught, versus their plan for humanity. How do you see this battle, this interchange taking place? Because we've got a leg up on them because we're an ancient species. Humans want to be free. We're very adaptive. Despite all their attacks, that's when humans really start to shine. They've been trying to kill us with this plastic, poisonous, fake prosperity. People are really, you know, starting to wake up to that. But there's also in history, in every major culture, when things start going really nuts, people tend to defend the status quo even more. And so, like I said, the system is openly trying to act really wild and nuts right now, like you said, to just create a learned helplessness or a overload. How do you see all that mixing together?
Decentralization of power is the key. Always was, always will be. People begin to opt out of the system in every way possible along every front. Now, people can't do this all at once in every aspect, but they can begin to do it. And people are doing it. In other words, you live without the need of having the government and major medical, you know, mega corporations be your kings and queens. Communities, people helping each other, people growing their own food, people taking care of their own health, people beginning to take back their own power and responsibility over their lives. And this is a message that, I mean, this is not the first announcement of this. People have been doing this now for decades, which is why the government is terrified of this, because they understand this is the key linchpin that can come loose in their system of control. If people just say, well, you know, you guys are completely insane. I can see it. A lot of my friends can see it. In fact, thousands of people that I know online are looking at it all the time, and we're decentralizing. I mean, there are now probably over 100 private currencies in the United States. I know of several myself. They're completely legitimate, in fact, and they bring people into a completely different relationship with each other by actually producing and inventing their own.
And that's why the system is panicking. Now, what about the issue of the fact that the globalists are now trying to psychologically inoculate us because they know that we've already exposed their eugenics plan? I believe that's the main reason they're throwing it all in our face, going, yeah, we're putting stuff in the water, but it's good to die for the earth. Yeah, we're doing that to screw up your DNA. You're a bad human. I mean, they didn't want to come out with this now. I clearly know that they're trying to titrate the dose of this poison because they understand that if we continue to wake people up at this rate, there's going to be a more and more of a giant opt out of their system. And as you know, John, it's people don't have to fix the world by themselves like Atlas holding it up. It's police officers quietly not doing unconstitutional things. It's parents not fighting with each other, realizing the system tries to condition them to do it. It's turning off and killing your television or locking it up in the cupboard. It's growing an organic garden. It's thinking about things. I mean, the power of humanity is so great if we just start the wheels turning, and we've shown people how to do that. And as the globalist curses, of degradation and stench unfold, as the fruits of the psycho New World Order unfold, we're going to be like selling snow cones in hell, brother. Do you see where I'm getting at that?
Oh, yeah, believe me. I see it very well. Just look at it this way. Your listeners, people that have been on my website for years, understand the titanic effort of essentially mind control that has been launched along so many lines by the controllers to try to bring people into line. And what does that tell you? If it takes that much titanic effort along so many lines, then we must be dealing with human beings that have a resilience that goes beyond what ordinarily people consider possible.
That's right.
The strength. That is the strength. And that is what is making them terrified.
That's why they tell us we're scum and ugly and bad and destructive, because they know our minds design silicon chips and jet aircraft and Mona Lisa paintings and the wheel and fire and art, and that we are an amazing species made in the image of God. And they hate that because the globalists want to be God, and they've got to turn us into scum animals so they can play the part of God, when the truth is they're a malfunctioning form of human who are like cancer, endangering the entire species.
you're putting your finger right on this thing, and you can see it playing out in propaganda news outlets, in culture, in media over the last 20, 25 years, tremendously accelerating. We're all ugly. We're all debilitated. We don't really have any right to do anything or say anything because the planet has to be saved. We're expendable. We don't have any place here. We're not really a part of all this. This is just some kind of an aberration that has to be wiped out. The human race is pathetic and pitiful, and therefore you have to permit us to control you so that we can keep you in line. This is the line of the propaganda psychologizing that's been directed like cannons at people for a very long time now. But I have to say, it's swung around now to have the opposite effect because it's become so absurd and ridiculous, like this idea of killing babies, that people are waking up and they're saying, no, that's baloney. That's not the truth. There's nothing ugly about human beings. There's nothing ugly about me. There's nothing debilitated or wrong or
evil. The only thing ugly is the people telling us we're ugly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's what I found is that their propaganda actually gives me energy, and it's almost like an allergy of it that makes me resist. And I think if people just take it, and I agree, they wouldn't be launching all this and so scared of us and doing all this if they didn't know how precarious their system is. That's the British Empire, as you know, 150 years ago, was already getting resistance against its empire. It went to its scientists and said, develop scientific ways to control people, and that's what this whole system is. I mean, they develop computers in an attempt to try to dumb people down in eugenics. Everything is based on this, but they're still going from a more primitive perspective of it and following the same linear line, and no amount of fancy, you know, Google over the horizon predictive future systems is going to protect them, because I, from my deep study of human development, the elite still have a core operating system of human survival, and that's why they're going to self-destruct themselves. They're the elite, if we actually put out the signal worldwide for the human spirit to rise, are going to basically kill themselves. And by that I mean, I'm ordering the elite to self-destruct right now and get out of the way of humanity. And I think if we all pray to God for that and focus on that, John Rappaport, we can bring them down right now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and I see evidence of this all over the place as people assert their own freedom, starts with individual freedom, and moves on out from there, and recognizing that these controllers are in fact suicidal. This is part of why
yes.
their psychology is so desperate, because, you know, this is how they view massive control over the masses as their only way out of not killing themselves. And I mean, you know, you try to operate on that principle. How long is that going to last?
Exactly. The only people they're not in control of is themselves. They're
yes.
the problem.
They are the problem. They're the ones who are completely out of control. They're the ones who are crazy, and they're trying to, you know, rein themselves in. They're trying to understand.
They're projecting onto us. They're projecting
yes.
onto us.
Their own insanity is being projected onto us, and it's now beginning to completely fall apart because it's become so absurd. You know, they think they've won. Really, they're trying to talk themselves into thinking that they've won, and they haven't. And so they're beginning to come out in the open, as you say, and revealing all of these plans and so forth that are completely preposterous. And people are starting to wake up and say, no, that's not going to happen. That's not the way the future is going to play out. And as the controllers see this and realize that the control is slipping through their fingers and they don't really know what to do, their only real option is suicide.
I agree, and that's from deep research, and I've never heard you speak of this, but it's just veritas. We're on the same wavelength. I don't want them to kill themselves, but they're already trying to kill us along with them. I'm saying they need to recognize, you know, where they're taking this, and they need to understand why they're so unhappy, because they're going against the universe.
Yeah, they're going against what they are themselves, against what we are, against what everything that's alive on this planet is. They're completely trying to, you know, oppose that. And most of all, they're trying to oppose themselves, because they have been raised and trained to believe that absolute control is the only way that they can survive. And that is totally insane, because that you can't control everything. But they're trying, and they're failing, and they will enter a period of self-devastation where they just absolutely kill themselves off because they see no way out. It's like you walk down this very long corridor and you keep telling yourself things are getting, oh yeah, I'm in control of this. Things are getting much better. Oh yeah, we're doing fine. And as you get further and further toward the end and you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you realize that you've been, these controllers, that they've been deluding themselves all along and that what they're really walking toward is their own death. That's what they're facing.
That's right. They need to learn to turn loose.
Yeah. To realize that if you let something survive on its own and have free will and independence, it's not the end of the world. It's not destruction. It's not automatic destruction. These people, many of these, elite controllers, and, we've talked about what various groups they belong to and so forth, have been raised and trained in mind control to believe that everybody else on Earth is a machine or a lower order animal that threatens their survival. That's their brainwashing, and it's not working.
John Rappaport, I've never heard such veritas. This is deep truths. That's why it's ringing with all of you as truth. John, I already told you this last week, but I'd like to invite you someday next week or after that to host the whole show. Because I really want to hear what you have to say.
I'd be happy to.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, on my sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, the danger for those of us that are really deeply awake and who have faced the horror of the globalists, but also the incredible power of humanity, is that we tend to get what I call, or what they call in World War II, target psychosis. You get so close to it that you stop even caring. I mean, the extreme of not caring how you look or how you're dressing or what people think about you. And I tend to not plug sponsors, promote books, videos, any of it. We are funded by you. So think about it at InfoWars.com, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, our sponsors, all of it. And also get over there and support what John Rappaport's doing. And I'll just have to go to calls tomorrow. I got the sum today. I can feel it's all coming down to a crossroads. It's coming to a head. I can see it intellectually. People better do whatever they can now and make hay while the sun shines, because the globalists are going to pull out every stop in their attempt to keep humanity under their control and set up this mad scientist system. I look at the art that the globalists are always into. Very, very dark stuff. Very, very disgusting stuff. And, you know, I just know if we offer the alternative to that darkness, we're going to win. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Closing comments on that front, John Rappaport.
I completely agree, Alex. And people know this. You know, when you see something fabulous, fantastic, uplifting, enormous in its impact, you know you're alive. You know you're free. All of this just happens spontaneously. You don't even have to think about it. And you realize what your life could be, what your future could be, and what everybody's life could be. And when you then go back and you start looking at all this insane propaganda that's being leveled at people to try to make them believe that they're worthless and ugly and of no account and et cetera, and you have to be little sheep in our herd, that we control you, otherwise you're dangerous, all of this nonsense looks the height of absurdity and insanity. You got to stay alive to that realization and go with it and not just fall back, you know, and sink down and say, well, I just had a momentary illumination, but it doesn't really matter. No, that's what matters. That's the thing that really matters. All the other insanity and absurdity is just an attempt to paint an illusion of the world the way it isn't. The way it isn't, and to have you buy that illusion. And you don't have to buy it, and you know you don't have to buy it. None of us have to.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think, we only got a minute and a half left, why do you think we're still alive?
Well, I think we're still alive, and a lot of other people are still alive, because underneath all of this madness and crime is the hope of everybody on the planet that we work this out and live the life that we can really live. You know, I've talked to some people who were former insiders. I can't go into details, we don't have enough time. But they basically said to me, listen, when we talk to you, we feel better. We feel better because you're not looking at things the way we're looking at it. And maybe we're wrong. Maybe we need to wake up, you know. And I think that's...
No, I've been told the exact same thing. Can you imagine how alluring those of us that love liberty are compared to those that are turned over to darkness? We have the power of billions of people that don't have a voice shining through us. And when you become a leader, folks, all the good people's power begins to flow through you. Is that what you're saying?
And vice versa. I mean, it's an exchange.
Yes.
An exchange. So everybody begins to say, yeah, I'm waking up. Freedom is the fundamental thing. Power. Individual power used for the good, not to interfere with anybody else's freedom. Imagination. Creativity.
Real individual power is sharing power with others and lifting others up. It's incredible. Amazing, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.